It's not us no more.
What's up, guys? Hello, how are you? Welcome to your favorite podcast. So today I feel very weird, like weird. You know, I don't know why I've been thinking a lot about relationships since I've never really had one, and since I create, you know, fictional stories in my head. It's just that I am too ugly and I have a horrible personality. I also started thinking about how much I hate where I am and what I need to do to get out of here, to keep, you know, growing and that kind of stuff. The fact that I can die at any moment, that there is a world out there that I cannot know about, it's frustrating me. I don't know why, if patience is my virtue, but it is very difficult. I want to learn new things. I want to have new experience. I want to have fun. I want to be able to have friends. I want to be able to have friends and go out with them, watching others live my dream life. It's kind of difficult. I am happy for them, but I would like to have those experiences too. Or in some cases, they don't even know that they are living my dream life, because my dream life is not exactly about luxury. It is more about, like, stability. I also realize how I miss my past life and how I don't value it enough. But I also realize that I don't want to go back to that life, because it will be like, you know, taking a step backwards. The good thing is that I am one way or another, you always progress even a little bit. The one thing I need is to move forward a little, like, faster. And you're afraid of getting old without having a or had or something experienced, something fun, something cool that it's memorable. I don't have an experience that is like worth telling. I want to have an adventure. That only thing I have is, you know, some loneliness and boring stuff in my head. So sometimes I think about my dreams and say this seems like impossible. I don't think I can make it. And it's not even something super impossible, like winning a Golden Globe or a Grammy. But I feel that if one day I have everything, I will go crazy like Britney Spears, you know, because I literally have nothing. I have almost no experience of anything. I hope to hear this in the future and just loud and loud, you know. But I also questioning myself a lot, and with the fact that I don't know how to, you know, conquer someone, like how to, you know, talk with someone. My first moments are horrible and nobody gets close to me. That's where question what I'm doing wrong. My personality is really horrible. And am I ugly or what? What I need to do? I am so questioning, and I feel like I should accept myself, but I be changing too much. I don't know who the fuck I am anymore. My personality has been molding and unmolding so many times that I don't know what I'm like and what I don't like anymore. I don't even have a style of clothes. I don't have an opinion, because all my opinions, it's going to around or someone else. You know, I just want to cook pancakes at 2 a.m. and dance with the love of my life, that I don't even know who this person and if that person exists. But it's too much to ask, like, really, universe? I am not, you know, a very demanding person, and I'm very grateful for all the things that I have with the universe. And I just hope that the universe is preparing a slap in my face of love and happiness with some success and self-improvement, because I feel that my best years are being wasted. Yeah, I also look at how people almost my age, or not really my age, have done incredible things, like Charli D'Amelio, Emma Chamberlain, Billie Eilish, you see what, dude, Rita Tumblr, like, just made a documentary about how she's helping to save the world, and I feel useless. I am not doing anything of great impact. I just want to be, like, freaking happy to feel that the world is mine, and I am indestructible, not so the world is ending and I can die at any moment. You know what I mean? I want to be happy and have all this stuff and enjoy my life, my young life, because I know I'm gonna get older. And I feel like so sad. You know, I also hate being a time like a bomb that explodes at any time, you know, at any moment. And it's just like, I have angry issues or something like that, and knowing it can make my life worse, that it is still is. For me, it's not like a consolation, that phrase that say it, like everybody like, it could be worse. No, that is not a consolation. That don't, when I hear that, it not makes me feel like better, okay? So this is my Halloween special, me hating myself even more than yesterday. So in this moment, we talking about losing friends, the culture of cancellation, to hate, to fear of being killed, and you know how boring it, they're not happiness could be, and at school, some prejudices and some insecurities, and I think it's for my first time doing my Halloween special. It's like, it was like cool and pretty cool, you know, and we didn't talk about economy, like real economy, so I feel it was like cool. So friends, this was all for today's Halloween episode. I hope you have a happy Halloween, and the next Halloween is going to be better than this one. We are going to have fun, and we are going to make a great story to tell today. It's blue moon, and we will not have one again for almost 80 years on Halloween. So my wish for the moon is to be very, very successful, to be happy, please, to be independent, you know, always to be loved and be loved, please, be loved too. Some money if it's possible, you know, self-love to fulfill my dreams, and those are my wishes for the moon. I hope you have a beautiful day in case you are not listening to this episode on Halloween. See you in the next episode in November. You know, hugs and kisses. And again, kisses. Bye-bye.